You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It seems these days that the Astros cannot lose. And it wasn't that long ago that we were wondering if they were ever even going to win consecutive games. So, oh my gosh, a lot has changed. We'll talk about that with Brian McTaggart. I'm Allison Sutter. Tags. Okay, I want to start with Alex Bregman, actually. So I want to actually start with somebody who's not even playing for the Astros right now, but he is a top prospect. He is a shortstop by nature, but they have moved him to third base. And now the Astros have promoted him from AA to AAA. So he is, he was just drafted a couple of years ago, but he is one of the top prospects in baseball. Do you think that a promotion to the Astros would be just around the corner?
I think so, yeah, and he was the number two pick last year, so he's barely a year into his professional career, but I do think that the fact that he's now in AAA and that the Astros are playing well, that they might have some use for him and might have some use for that bat sooner than later. I mean, I know A.J. likes him, and A.J. would probably want him in the lineup tonight. You know, that's not the case. They got to move him along a little slowly, but, you know, he was called up after the Texas League All-Star game, which, of course, he hit a home run in the Texas League All-Star game. And then in his first game in Fresno, he went 4-for-5. So he certainly looks like he adjusted really quickly to AAA. And if he keeps hitting, I think in this time a month from now, I think they'll look to call him up and find a way if he can help him out. There's something different about him. He's a special kind of player and hitter, and he's only one game in the AAA, and he's showing that again.
There's a lot of, that would just be an addition if he could hit at the major league level and not really go through struggles. I mean, that's asking a lot to come in right in the middle of, wild card race or division race or whatever they're going to be in. But like you said, there are some special players. I want to talk about another special player, and that's Jose Altuve, who, you'd think a couple of years ago when he wins a batting title, like his game couldn't get any better. And now it seems to have, he's taken it to a level that none of us could have imagined. He is, he's riding an 11-game hitting streak, and he's batting .444 throughout that, and he's just having a phenomenal year. What is going on with, we talk about him all the time, but, we're starting to talk about history in the making, aren't we?
Yeah, he's one of the top two or three hitters in the game, and he's on a pace to break his own record of hits. In a season for the team, which is, like you said, when he had that season a couple years ago, you're like, well, this will be, he had a great year last year, but he's on pace to not only have more hits, but, crush his home run numbers and RBI numbers. He's already one walk shy of tying his career high in walks. And that shows you right there, I think, what's going on is that he's becoming a lot more a selective hitter. Not the free swinger we saw a few years ago. He swings at strikes. He doesn't chase anymore. Doesn't strike out much at all anymore. And when he hits the ball, he hits it hard. His bat-to-ball skills, as we know, are very good. So when he only swings at pitches in the strike zone, more often than not makes contact and usually hits the ball very hard, usually to left field, but he's showing a little power to right field this year. And, he went 4-for-5 the last game in Anaheim, and I went up to AJ afterward. I was like, what's wrong with Altuve? He made an out. He doesn't make many outs. I mean, he's hitting .420 in the month of June. It's pretty incredible and fun to watch. And, I think he's starting to really cross that echelon now where people are considering him one of the top handful of players in the game. It's well-deserved because he wants to get better. He plays hard. He tries to get better. And here he is now having an MVP caliber year.
So what's going on with Lance McCullers? He had to miss a start with a blister. Is everything okay with him? Is he going to slide back into the rotation?
Yeah, he's going to pitch Monday on July 4th. He'll return to the rotation. So he'll just have missed that one start. Yeah, I think it was. I never had a chance to see it. He had a Band-Aid over it, but the way it was described is just not really a blister, but a blister starting. And the fact they did have Scott Feldman, he was rested and ready. AJ thought, well, let's just skip Lance once and get back to him his next turn through the rotation. And Feldman, even though he wasn't stretched out, wound up giving them 5 innings without allowing an earned run. So he did a nice job. But yeah, Lance, it's going to be a big second half for Lance because he hasn't pitched deep in the games for the most part. He didn't get on the mound for the Astros until mid-May. So he's got to get his feet under him a little bit, start getting more efficient, get deeper in the games. work through first or second innings without giving up runs. Those have been a problem for him, and just establish himself as one of the horses in the rotation, because right now we know Keuchel's still struggling a little bit, even though he's got a couple of wins in his last few starts, and McHugh's been a little hit or miss. They need somebody in the rotation to step up and kind of become the stopper almost, along with Pfister, and McCullers could be the guy to do that.
Yeah, so when just looking at the overall team, I mean, obviously, it's not like the division race is over, but the Rangers have a very nice, healthy lead, and they seem to be getting some of those starters that have been hurt are starting to come back. The Astros are very much in the thick of the wild card race, but they probably need to fortify their team in some ways, maybe at the trade deadline. And it just seems like, I mean, offensively, they're obviously a little top-heavy still, but they're clicking a lot. They're getting some production from some of the guys in the bottom of the order. The bullpen is very, very good. So I guess they'll probably be on the lookout for maybe a starter, right? I mean, the rotation's doing pretty well, but I still have suspicions that, like, these guys could, you know, get them through a six-month season plus a month of the playoffs.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Look at the lineup you mentioned. Valbuena's last month has been great. I mean, he's have no problems with running him out there every day in the lineup, and Rasmus is coming around again, got his average up to over 250. We know he can provide the power. So when those guys are doing that, the lineup is pretty dangerous. You know, they still have the black hole at first base. Reed hasn't done a lot. And maybe that's where we can see Bregman down the road. Maybe Bregman comes and plays third and they move Valbuena to first. But, yeah, to address your question, yeah, I do think if they make a trade, I think it will be starting pitching because, you know, I think first base, they're going to go with Reed or try to mix and match with what they have. Outfield, you're not going to make any changes. I just don't see any changes on the field, infield anywhere either. So, and then, like you said, the bullpen's fine. So I think it will be starting pitching. But, you know, to get somebody who's better than Colin McHugh or Scott Feldman, who hasn't done a bad job when he was starting him, I mean, who's out there and what are you going to have to give up? That's the big question. Are you going to make a trade where you give up three prospects for a number four starter, or when you feel, hey, maybe we can just ride out what they have? Because since May 1st, the rotation, for the most part, has been pretty good. But it just feels like it's just missing that one guy that, you know, even when you get to the playoffs and if you get into a series and you match up, you're not going to match up very well. I mean, look at the series this weekend against the White Sox. They have Sailing on Saturday, Jose Quintana on Sunday, and the Astros aren't matching up pitching-wise with those guys. And there's going to be a lot of those matchups down the road, and if they make the playoffs, they're still missing that one arm, but I don't know if they can give up enough to get somebody better than what they have. So it's going to be interesting.
You know, it's kind of funny because it seems like every time Alex Bregman, makes an all-star team, gets named to a futures team, gets promoted from one level to another, like Luis Valbuena suddenly has a really good game. I guess if you have somebody breathing down your neck. It's not like he wasn't trying hard before, but it does kind of make you step up your game a little bit, huh?
Well, it does, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, competition, you know, pushes people, and that's the way it should be. There, you know, it seems guys sometimes get too content because there's no one coming behind them, no one pushing them. But, yeah, you need, when they see those young guys coming in their rearview mirror, they're like, man, I need to pick it up a little bit. And, you know, you just wait. You're waiting for someone to take that first base job. It was Tyler White, and he had the great first week. And, you know, they give him a lot of chance to come back and hit well. He just didn't do it. And they plugged Marwin over there for a while. He did fine, but you still want Marwin to be a guy that plays over. And now Reed's getting a shot. He's off to a tough start. So you just wonder what is the answer at first base, because it's really for a few years now been a spot to where they've been pretty low in production, other than when Chris Carter gets hot. So, you know, maybe Valbuena is the answer over there. Bregman at third, who knows? But I know if Bregman keeps hitting, I think they will call him up. They're going to have to find a place for him to play, and it's probably going to be third base. So or DH. But we'll have to talk about that in a month.
Yeah, there's one thing that is always stays true, and that's if a young player is forcing his way into the big leagues, they will find a place for him when it comes to special talent. So I would expect to see him sooner than later. So, okay, awesome. Thank you so much, Tag. See you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.